and pandits of all the sampradayas there.
One of the leading pandits of the Ramanuja Sampradaya has endorsed us as being bona fide Vaishnavas. And also, one of the main asamatas in Pudipi, place of Madhvacharya, has given a letter certifying that the disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Divine Grace, is doing very good work for the Sanatana Dharma, and they are bona fide Vaishnavas. So these letters are very good for our preaching work. Also in Sri Rangam, the leading pandit, the leading priest of the Sri Rangam temple, that big Vishnu temple, we had a program there, and he's very much impressed by your work.
He's the descendant of Venkat Bhatta.
Oh.
And that is, his house is called Mahaprabhu Sada. So Lord Chaitanya stayed in this house.
He also gave a very nice letter.
This Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Ramanuja.
No, this Venkat Bhatta.
Yes.
Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Rupa Gopal Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. They are direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They have a big sign in the Sri Rangam temple, only Hindus. So we took a photograph of ourselves standing next to him with the sign in the picture. So we can use that in case anybody tries to
check us. So one thing if you can do, then India, at the present moment, the Swami Chinmayananda is prominent.
Yes,
he's very big, especially in the south.
So if you can subdue him.
Well, we'll take care of that, Prabhupada.
Yeah. Right. That would be great triumph. He's a nonsense, but he's very popular at the same time.
Yes, because
he's like Vivekananda.
He tells silly jokes.
He always tells nonsense jokes during his lectures, therefore children and elderly widows are very much attracted to him for his flowery language and joking. But he has no substantial philosophy like yours.
We went to his program and sold books to the crowd.
But some way or other, he has some respect for you, Prabhupada, for the great work that you have done. Chinmayananda Swami, he has some respect for you.
But he wants to keep his prestigious position.
Yes. So on your order, we shall try to hamper that.
No, tactfully.
Yes,
by preaching your books.
Keep him as friend. He's friendly.
Oh.
So don't irritate him.
All right.
I think the best way would be to out-preach him.
Out-preach him, yes.
Authorization to enter temples. You sent him a letter for him to copy, and he did that on his letterhead and Vishwa Hindu Parishad. He's favorable.
Yeah, he's.
I met him once. He is addicted to snuff. Very, very much.
Constantly.
Even during his lectures, he makes gestures so that he can take snuff without anybody knowing.
And one of his favorite styles is that whenever he goes to a city, he always stays with elderly widows, very rich elderly widows in their houses. Very strange.
I think the people know that he's bogus, but they just go for some entertainment. Because he is so, yes, they just go. Some people go just because they want to hear some nice English, to improve their English knowledge.
He speaks good English?
Very, he's an orator.
He's MA in English.
Yeah. He used to be, I heard, a journalist.
Yes,
and
journalist.
He got into some big embarrassment.
Journalists, they write very good English.
Yes.
Every journalist, they learn. how to write good English.
He got into some big embarrassment, I don't know how. And then he went to the Himalayas.
He was in several times in embarrassment. One friend in Delhi, Mr. Gupta, he told many things about him. He was patronizing him. In those days, when he was not very rich, he gave him 25,000 rupees, that Mr. Gupta. Acha?
I felt uncomfortable. He was clicking his teeth, and moving his hands, and talking very quickly. It was very uncomfortable just to be in his presence. I was very nervous. He actually contradicted himself. I was saying we should be respected in all Hindu temples. He says, yes, you are Hindus. He says, Jains and Buddhists, they are also Hindus. I said, how is that? He says, who is Buddha? I said, he is incarnation of Krishna. He says, no, aside from that, he is the son of a Kshatriya. I said, then you are bringing it back to birth again. And then he started groping for words and avoiding it. They want to make a unity of Hindus so that they can always sway elections. So that Mohammedan and Christians do not change election.
And we want to make Mohammedan Hindus.
Yes. They also do that. They try, and mainly they try to reconvert the Christians. They get some results. And they pander to the tribal caste so that they don't convert to Christianity. Mohammedans and Christians have refused to use birth control. So they think that their population will soon outnumber the Hindus. So they are afraid that the Mohammedan and Christian bloc will sway elections in the future.
Brahmacharis don't like to take the instruction from the elder devotees, and then they want to take sannyas, so they think they can be independent and give order themselves and not listen.
Yes.
Therefore not to be given all of a sudden. Seva. Everyone wants to become seva.
Served.
Yeah. And ultimately God. Seva, 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 and everything failure, then to become God.
That's why Lord Chaitanya said that I am not a sannyasi or a...
Yeah. Rupi vattu padagama kaal.
Aham bi prona chana rapati vainati
vaishnava. Vittasya bhitya. Servant of the servant. Everyone, if you want to become a master, that is materialism.